should make COVID-19 shots routine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's what an advisory panel has told the Centers for Disease Control, recommending the agency include COVID-19 vaccines and boosters in its suggested immunization schedules. It's not mandatory for the states, but many states simply follow the CDC's guidelines. Governor Ron DeSantis says, not Florida.
As long as I'm around and as long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision. That is your decision to make as a parent.
Last year, the governor signed a bill passed by state lawmakers outlawing COVID-19 vaccine mandates in Florida. Two legal challenges to the student loan debt forgiveness program have been struck down.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett denied an emergency bid by a group of Wisconsin taxpayers to halt the plan. And a federal judge in St. Louis has now dismissed an effort by six Republican-led states to block it. The rejections come amid growing concerns about the program's viability and ability to contain potential fraud.
Fox's Trace Gallagher, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is launching an investigation into whether state agencies in Mississippi discriminated against the state's majority black capital city of Jackson by refusing to fund improvements to its failing water system, leading to the late summer water crisis there. In baseball, the Astros have jumped out to a 2-0 lead over the Yankees in the American League Championship Series with one big hit Friday night.
And Bregman sends one deep to left. It is back and it is gone. A 3-run poke. Alex Bregman puts the Astros on the board in the third inning.
The call on TBS as the Astros win 3-2. The series moves to Yankee Stadium Saturday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Defense Department announcing a program to assist service members stationed in states that ban it to get abortions.
The Pentagon will now pay service members transportation expenses if they need to travel to obtain an abortion or receive reproductive care that is now outlawed in an increasing number of states where they may be stationed.
Service members may be forced to travel greater distances, take more time off work, and pay more out-of-pocket expenses to access reproductive health care, all of which have readiness, recruiting, and retention implications for America's armed forces. Taking care of our people continues to be the number one priority.
The Hyde Amendment bars federal funds being used for abortions unless the life of the mother is in danger, which means military medical facilities cannot perform abortions. This new policy does not change that, and TRICARE health insurance does not cover the cost of obtaining the procedure privately.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. President Biden campaigned in Pennsylvania Thursday for Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman running for the U.S. Senate, promising he'll be on the trail more in the closing 2 weeks of the midterm elections.
I don't know where I'm going. I've got about 16, 18 requests around the country.
Some candidates avoiding appearing with the president. If and when Elon Musk completes his purchase, big changes are likely coming to a social media platform.
Twitter's own staff's been warning that cutbacks on data security and content moderation could hurt the company and its users. But the Washington Post is reporting that Elon Musk is ready to cut 75% of Twitter's 7,500 workers. Job cuts have been expected because of the sale, but this kind of culling is reported to be far more extreme than what the company had planned. Musk had tried to back out of the $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. Then the company's board sued. Then Musk reversed course, saying he's ready to go through with it. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.